Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a day just a few weeks after the record was set, Mike Trout breaks a record again. We'll get to that. Francisco Lindor. Interesting topic about the city of Cleveland and the three teams that are here. We'll talk some college hoops with John Gazaway of ESPN at 3:20. We'll get into the improving Cavs and the much improved Colin Sexton later in the show, and Charles Davis of NFL Network at 4:40. Plus, we're expecting to have a member of the Indians roster at some point today. But we begin with record-breaking numbers here, Dustin. Mike Trout, 12 years, $430 million. That includes the 2 years that he already had. He had 2 years left on his contract, so they've adjusted those 2 years and added this, 10 more.
So it's okay. So 12 years total.
12 years total from now. Okay. Yeah. So I think he'll be there till he's 38, 39, something like that.
He'll be there till he dies.
Well, I don't know about that. Hopefully he doesn't die at 38, 39, but I get what you're saying.
My point is he'll play for the Angels forever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Mike Trout, if anybody in baseball is worth a contract of this, it's Mike Trout. Now, you could argue that, well, you can't argue, it's just a fact, that no matter how great a baseball player you are,
sure,
you can't impact winning as much as a great quarterback or a great basketball player.
Sure.
So if you want to make that argument and say Mike Trout's not worthy of the money, that makes sense. I've heard some people making the argument, well, he's not a big celebrity, so you shouldn't pay him that much. That to me is stupid. He's been in the major. He's been a star every season. Bryce Harper just got over $300 million. He's had one, maybe two Hall of Fame seasons. Mike Trout's had a Hall of Fame season every year of his career.
Bull.
Yeah.
This guy is like a modern-day Babe Ruth.
He is.
I mean, a lot of people don't. I shouldn't say a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, if you're outside the baseball world, like, if you said the name Mike Trout, I guarantee you I could go up to people today, like, casual sports fans and say, did you see Mike Trout got $420 million? They'd say, who? What?
I mean, I think you'd have to be pretty
today.
Casual.
I did it to a couple friends.
Yeah.
They said, who?
You have friends who didn't know who Mike Trout was?
Yes.
Who were sports fans?
Casual sports fans.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Does that surprise you?
I guess you're
a diehard baseball person.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I think if you follow baseball at all, I mean, I don't know, you can't have any interest in baseball at any level and not know who Mike Trout is.
They like the Indians?
That seems
they may not know all the Indians players, but
yeah,
I'm just
maybe.
Saying like
you'd have to be extremely casual baseball. Now, if you're just a diehard football fan, you don't care about baseball, I could see that. You care
but
about baseball.
It's funny though, like how could you care about sports at all and not know who Mike Trout is?
I don't know.
And some people do. They don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
stunning to me because Mike Trout, in terms of how good he is in his sport, is equivalent to LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a player at that level in basketball has a bigger impact on the sport than a baseball player does. I totally get that. But Mike Trout is going, if Mike Trout stays healthy, based on what he's done through age 26, he's going to go down as one of the greatest players in the history of the sport, as LeBron James will.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be, I mean, he'd be in the, if he retired today, Dustin, today, and he is what? He'll be, he'll turn 20, he'll be 28 in the middle of this season, in August. He'll turn 28 in August. He retired today, where he's got 10, 12 years left in his career, he'd be a Hall of Famer. Or you can't say that about a lot of guys. Like Bryce Harper's not going to the Hall of Fame if he retires today. Manny Machado's not. Francisco Lindor's not. Now, not a fair comparison on Lindor because Trout's played longer than Lindor. But to say a guy's a Hall of Famer before he's turned 28 years old, he's spent 7 full seasons in the majors. And his worst showing in the MVP was 4th Fourth is the worst he's finished in the MVP in his seven full seasons in the big leagues.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
The money's there. So
of course
for anybody
it is.
Who says, well, he's not worth it, the money's just going to go in the owner's pockets if they don't spend it.
If the Angels didn't have it, they wouldn't have spent it.
They would not
no
have
matter
spent
how
it.
Much. The Indians would love to keep Francisco Lindor.
Of course, but they don't have the money.
They claim they don't have it, and that's why he's going to eventually be a free agent.
They've got enough to pay him, but if they pay him, they're paying like, you're going to have like a minor league team around him.
Yeah, I mean, you can't pay one guy $30 million a year if you're only going to have $120 million payroll. The Angels, right, by doing this, and Trout took a chance that they're going to be willing to spend on other guys. I mean, they'll, in a few years, get out of the Pujols contract, mm-hmm, eventually, you know, and he's, because he's a disaster. But if anybody's worth it in the game, it's Mike Trout. And he's a great player, by all accounts a great person. Is he a big celebrity? Certainly not. But I think that's irrelevant when paying this money. He's a big celebrity in Los Angeles. And I like when these players stay home. I like that Mike Trout's staying with the Angels.
Yeah.
I like that Nolan Arenado is staying in Colorado. I wish, even though I know it's not going to happen, that Francisco Lindor would stay in Cleveland. I think it's good when these guys stay with their teams. It's good for the product that not every player goes. You know, people are getting angry because he goes to, it's an L.A. market, but I don't think any of us think about the Angels as like the same way we do the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox in terms, yeah, of spending. And the fact that not, you know, it's, I think it stinks when every player goes to the Yankees and Red Sox, and that hasn't been quite the case. Not that those teams aren't really good. But the Yankees' payroll isn't, I mean, it's high, but it's not, you know, a dominant payroll like it used to be. But I think you want to ask the question, is this good for the game or not? I don't know. I guess time will tell. If the Angels can afford to spend this kind of money on Mike Trout, then the Angels must be in a healthy position. I would assume the sport made $1 billion last year. This is not, you know, tiddlywinks. Baseball may not be on the pantheon that it was when I was a kid or before that. But make no mistake, the game is not hurting. There are issues with the game, especially with young fans. And maybe in 10 years from now, maybe in 20, 30 years from now, the game will be hurting. But right now, when you see contracts being handed out to Harper and Machado and Arenado and Trout for a combined, well, over $1 billion in those four contracts. I mean, think about this, Dustin.
Yeah.
The four contracts that have been handed out in the last month to Arenado, Trout, Machado, and Harper, the combined value of those four contracts is more than the Tampa Bay Rays have spent on their entire payroll for their entire history of 20-something years.
It's insane.
We got to take, he's telling me we got to take this call right away. So let's do it. Jason, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, man, what's going on?
What's up, Jason?
Not a whole lot. I just hear all this boom coming from you. You really think he's a Hall of Famer right now at the end of his career?
Yeah, if he had a catastrophic injury and had to retire, he'd get in the Hall of Fame, yes. 100%.
I mean, he's had two seasons with 100 RBIs.
You're embarrassing yourself. It's irrelevant.
It's an old school stat.
It's an old school hit. It's an old-school stat. If you look at the new school stats that people pay attention to, his numbers are ridiculous. All his numbers, I mean, across the board. RBIs are a product of the team around you. They have little to do with you.
I understand. You're more well-versed in baseball than me, but
yeah.
I just think it's a little premature now to say he's a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean?
No, it's a fact.
He's played 8 years.
I can't say it's a fact because he's not actually in the Hall of Fame, so that is factually incorrect that it is not a fact. I'm telling you that if he had a catastrophic injury and had to retire, and what are the odds of that happening?
By the way, the point that he left out that he told me off air is that he hadn't won a championship either. He added that in there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Because a
that's
lot
right.
of guys in the Hall of Fame haven't not won championships.
In baseball more than any sport.
Yeah.
One individual, you can be an all-time great. And your team could never make the playoffs.
That's right. There are some of the greatest players ever that never played in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ernie Banks, Ted Williams. And now it's harder because more teams make it, but certainly back in the day. But you have Hall of Famers in the other sports where you could hold it against them more for not winning a championship. Like, who do you hold not winning a championship against more? Charles Barkley? or Mike Trout. Yeah. Charles Barkley. But he's a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer. One of the all-time greatest quarterbacks. He went to one Super Bowl. That's absurd. And Mike Trout would be a Hall of Famer if he retired today. Now, he's not going to retire today. And he's, you know, probably going to put up Hall of Fame numbers for another, I'd say, at least five more years. But he would be in. There's just no doubt about that. Sandy Koufax. Look at Sandy Koufax. Yeah. Sandy Koufax, one of the greatest pitchers ever, but he had a catastrophic injury. I don't even think he had seven great seasons. How many Hall of Fame seasons? He played more than seven seasons. But for those who may not remember, because it's so long ago, Sandy Koufax, early in his career, was an average pitcher. Now, he played 12 years, but he only had five Hall of Fame seasons. Five. That's it. And he's a Hall of Famer.
There's so many good players that never win.
Right. Like, in baseball, that's absurd.
Like Paul Goldschmidt's a great player. He's been in the playoffs one time.
Right, yeah. I mean, you could go on and on.
There's a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's silly. To bring up playoffs for a baseball player in the Hall of Fame, you know, I mean, it's just silly. Okay, when we come back, why people are being silly connecting this, in my opinion, to Francisco Lindor, but not that that's good news, and the long-term viability of three professional teams, major league teams, in Cleveland.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.